At the top of our program today, a controversial bill that would move a key Michigan court is expected to be signed into law soon by Governor Rick Snyder. The measure, which would transfer the operations of the state's Court of Claims to the Michigan Court of Appeals, has generated a good deal of discussion in recent days. The Court of Claims hears legal actions that are filed against the state of Michigan. Backers of Senate Bill 652 maintain it's expensive and wrong that only 3% of the state's population elect the Ingham County judges who preside over Court of Claims cases. Opponents, including our next guest, blast the measure as blatantly political judge shopping and say many important considerations were not addressed during the bill's brief journey through the legislature. The bill has become a divisive piece of legislation. Joining us to share his views is one of the people who will be most impacted by it, Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Bill Kolek.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let's look at the supporters' main contention here, that it's not representative that judges presiding over cases involving the entire state are elected by 3% of the Michigan population, and that involving the Court of Appeals, I do beg your pardon, and that involving the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court is much more representative. What do you make of that argument?
Well, all I can tell you is that the real reason for this transfer, of course, has little to do with representation, democracy, or anything else. It simply has to do with removing the power from circuit courts to litigate issues regarding constitutional challenges against the activities of our current administration.
The Snyder administration.
Yeah, well, whoever's running that administration, I'm not sure that it's Governor Snyder that's actually pulling the strings. We've heard of the Nerd Fund and the amount of dollars that's been thrown into that no one wants to disclose. So I'm not really sure who's actually calling those shots over there because, as you're well aware, I've had lawsuits where I attempted to have that information disclosed to the public and which was not allowed by our Supreme Court when they overturned rulings I made in circuit court cases, because the real issue here isn't transferring the Court of Claims on 2 weeks' notice, by the way, after 37 years. The real issue in this case is the fact that circuit courts all across this state and the citizens of the counties that elect those circuit courts are being disenfranchised, and their right to have their local judges hear claims against the state on circuit court matters is being taken away. The Court of Claims is simply the vehicle that they are using to centralize and control the ability of citizens to take action against what are many consider to be unconstitutional acts on the part of these people.
Give us an example, if you can, of some county action in Michigan.
Well, there's a case in Wayne County right now where a circuit court judge has ordered the Snyder administration to reveal the names of the people who have supplied funding to the Nerd Fund. That case goes away. Under this legislation, not only new cases that are filed, but existing cases. I think there's an article there where it's pointed out by Paul Egan a number of significant lawsuits, many in my court, our court, Ingham County, are going to be transferred silently, quietly into the Court of Claims, where hand-picked judges by the Republican majority will then decide the constitutionality. I love it. The constitutionality of issues that are raised against the right-wing Republican administration.
Well, now, you and other opponents refer to hand-picked judges.
Sure.
Is it relevant that the people doing the picking are popularly elected by Michigan voters, as opposed to the 3% of the state's voters that elect Ingham County judges?
Once again, Rick Jones came up with this justification after apparently some people looked it over long enough to try to find something. When I come into an interview, It seems to me that I should be addressing the issues that really exist here, other than these made-up justifications that are created at the last minute. Now, for example, his original justification was that the judges of Ingham County are overworked and we're taking some of the load off of them. You know, I've never talked to Rick Jones in my life. Never spoke to the gentleman once. Never had him come to my court and see how I work, what I do, don't do. Justice Markman's been there. He's seen what I do. And you know something? They've never said a word about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand. You know, they make up these reasons, and we have to defend them. The real reason here is, why aren't they defending why they're taking away pending lawsuits in Ingham County and other counties that are definitely detrimental to the operation of this administration?
What, would you be less critical of a measure that would allow cases already in the Court of Claims to be decided there, to wrap those up before they got transferred?
Well, it would certainly be better. For example, Judge Jamo, and that's another thing, a lot of lawsuits, like environmental cases, I won't tell you the number of cases I've had where people have sued in circuit court to prevent activities by state agencies that violated the Environmental Protection Act, for example. Those cases will now go to the handpicked judges. Right now, Jim Jamo, one of our judges, who, by the way, was Cliff Taylor, Justice Taylor's law partner, has a case where he has heard 8 days of testimony, reviewed 10,000 exhibits, heard closing arguments, and is currently awaiting briefing on an environmental lawsuit. I don't know what the suit involves, but it's certainly a big one. That case will go to the Court of Appeals in mid-process. So, yeah, you know, if they want to transfer the Court of Claims, it's not that big a part of our main operation. Truthfully, Court of Claims cases with the limits they put on them are pretty small.
I've heard 2%.
Well, it may be that. And the fact of the matter is, it's all of these other cases, these agency decisions, these environmental protection cases, suits against the department, huge lawsuits for money against the Department of Treasury for various tax refunds and things that I and other judges in our court do. These are the real concerns here. This is what they're trying to eliminate.
You're invoking a great deal of political, you're suggesting a great deal of political maneuvering.
Well, let me say this to you, Mark. Yes, it is political maneuvering. When a bill is introduced 2.5 weeks ago that completely revises the entire judicial system of this state, where there was no impact or no input from the Court of Appeals, they weren't even advised of this, where there was no input from us or the Michigan Bar Association, no effort to make up some court rules as to how this is supposed to happen. This was done secretly, quietly, behind the scenes. My information is that this bill has been sitting around for a long time in various forms, and this is the final one. And they were waiting for an opportunity to present it when they thought it was right. And the best thing was, they voted this out of the last committee. It wasn't even put in a judiciary committee. It was put into another committee that voted it out to the floor, and they voted it out and passed it on election day so it would have a lot smaller play.
This strikes me as so ironic because you're alleging that key people at the county level, at the Ingham County Circuit Court level, were not included
in
the process.
We knew nothing.
But yet their main argument for pursuing this, they're saying 3%. There's not a whole lot of inclusion to that number. So both of you maintain there is not enough inclusion either way.
You keep buying their 3%. I'm telling you now. Any decision that I make on a court of claims case is reviewed by the Court of Appeals, which is elected statewide. Our decisions are made there. They're elected. They're reviewed by a Court of Appeals panel. They are then reviewed by the Supreme Court, which is elected statewide. That's the same in any county. So the fact that they claim that only 3% of the people elect the people that make the decisions is totally untrue. These decisions are reviewed by higher courts. And I got to tell you something. I haven't been overturned very much.
They are routinely reviewed by the courts or only when they're appealed?
Well, that's the point. If the attorney general who defends these lawsuits in most cases feels aggrieved by the verdict reached by the judge, they can appeal to the Court of Appeals automatically. Mm. And not only that, they've made it now when I deny a motion, certain motions that they bring, they can appeal that automatically. Mm-hmm. No, they have plenty of opportunity to have a review of any decision made by other judges who are statewide elected. And it was the Republicans in 1978 under Bill Milliken who started the Court of Claims. John Engler was a member of the legislature, for heaven's sake. It was a bipartisan change. And when they did the Court of Claims, I've actually heard people claim that they suddenly took all the cases from everywhere and moved them to Ingham County. That didn't happen. Cases were brought in as cases finished in other counties. New cases were brought into Ingham County starting in January of 1979.
Now, Senator Jones, we're talking with Ingham County Circuit Court Judge Bill Collette. Senator Jones maintains the county could save up to $500,000 a year with this move because it may no longer need a judge, and that part of his charge as the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee is matching the appropriate number of judges with the caseload in every particular county. Is there anything to that in your view?
Well, first of all, as I mentioned earlier, Mr. Jones first indicated that the reason he was doing this, what a joke, the reason he was doing this was because he wanted to take some of the caseload away from a busy circuit court. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody remembers those initial comments he made, but that was his initial ploy. Now, as it happened, just by coincidence, his committee just reported out a bill that evaluates all of the circuit judges and all the district judges and probate judges across the state. Every 2 years, the Supreme Court, State Court Administrator has to do a study to determine caseloads in various courts. All right? There has never been any indication in those studies that we don't need all the judges we have. Nothing. The only thing I can think of, and in fact, Mr. Jones and his committee are the ones that reported this out to the House. So he now says that it'll save us money by getting rid of a judge when, in fact, a comprehensive study was done over the last several months by the State Court Administrator that demonstrates clearly that our number of judges is correct for the caseload that we have. And since the Court of Claims is only a small percentage of the whole caseload, it would stand to reason that that other huge percentage needs to be done.
Talk to us a little bit more about the politics here, because it's been implied many, many times, quite commonly, that the Ingham County Circuit is a pretty left-leaning circuit.
Well, let me just tell you.
How do the politics of the individual judges like you play out in this?
Well, I can only tell you this. I was appointed by William Milliken, who, my last count, was a Republican, in 1979. I'm mentioning judges by name, and if they're mad at me, I hope they accept my apology. But Clinton Kennedy, for example. Clinton Kennedy used to be, at least, a member of the Republican Party. Clinton Kennedy's campaign manager was Steve Linder from Sterling Corporation, who, Mr. LeBrant from Sterling, was the one advocating this bill. So that's Clinton Kennedy. I've already mentioned Jim Jamo to you, who was just recently elected. Mr. Jamo was an insurance defense attorney for many, many years. He was supported by every judge on our court almost when he ran for office this time, even though he was from the insurance defense bar. And he was the partner. He was the partner of Chief Justice Cliff Taylor, who I would consider to have been one of the more staunch Republicans I knew, and had Justice Markman in his office for a time. I'm
so it's a much more heterogeneous, much more mixed group than we're led to believe.
Yeah,
and there's other ones.
Judge Dragunchuk, she's totally apolitical. I'm very confident she's always been that way when I've talked to her, and I think most of our other judges are at least middle of the road, and most of the other judges are in family court where they don't even deal with these issues.
We want to thank Ingham County Circuit Court Judge William Collette for joining us today to talk about the Court of Claims Bill, that Senate Bill 652. Thank you, Judge Collette.
Thanks for having me. The time went fast.